Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the New York Giants and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Jansen. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Sokold. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Voisel. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Bill Voisel. And now, play ball. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Voisel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky takes first base on ball four. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stanky moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rigney catches it and throws to second with Kerr covering, to double up Stanky. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball four. Holmes moves to second. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize takes first base on ball four. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Marshall reaches second base with a double. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Sokold reaches second base with a double. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Voisel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stanky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanky moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stanky moves to third. Holmes moves to second. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stanky scores. Holmes moves to third. It's 1-0, Braves. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Holmes scores. Elliott moves to second. It's 2-0, Braves. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sokold hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sokold for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stanky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel is 0 for 1 in the game. Voisel strikes out. There goes Dark. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanky strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Holmes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dark scores. It's 3-0, Braves. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Torgerson hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney is hit by the pitch. Gordon moves to second. Johnny McCarthy pinch hits for Larry Jansen. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gordon moves to third. Rigney moves to second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Monty Kennedy now pitching. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Russell is hit by the pitch. Mike McCormick pinch hits for Jeff Heath. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sockold hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russell moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a line drive towards first. Mize reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike McCormick now playing left field. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson strikes out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Braves. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cooper moves to third. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel is 0-for-2 in the game. Voisel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Holmes takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-3 in the game. Torgerson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Layton pinch hits for Monty Kennedy. Les Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCormick. Layton reaches second base with a double. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Layton moves to third. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Sheldon Jones now pitching. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick takes first base on ball 4. Russell moves to second. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sockold hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sockold for the out. Russell moves to third. McCormick moves to second. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dark is walked intentionally. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Russell. The slide. Cooper applies the tag. Russell is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cooper hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Mize moves to second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sokold settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel is 0 for 3 in the game. Voisel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 4 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Lark pinch hits for Sheldon Jones. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 3, and New York Giants, 1. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.